A special election on a millage increase. That's coming up next month for voters in the Nettleton School District. Superintendent James Donovan spoke to the Jonesboro Kiwanis Club yesterday and says the schools thought about asking for a millage increase 2 years ago, but held off due to the economy. Donovan says now is the right time to ask for an increase in millage.
We're going to be asking our patrons for a 3.95 mil increase this coming March. And with the money generated from that, we're hoping that will generate for us about $18 million. And with that money, we want to do the things that are listed at the top of the chart. We're wanting to build a new intermediate school across from the University Heights Elementary that's already over there. If all of you know, we have an elementary school for grades K through 2 over on Aggie Road, over on the north side of town, over near ASU. And we own the property across the street. Airport and Aggie intersect there at a four-way stop. There's a big lot. We own that lot. That's where we're proposing to build the new school. That'll be for grades 3, 4, and 5.
And Donovan says if it's approved by voters in the March 13th election, it'll be the first time the millage has been raised in 9 years for the Nettleton School District. The millage increase would bring the mills to 38.95 mills, which would be higher than Jonesboro High School's millage of 33.1 and lower than Valley View's millage, which is 42.5. Donovan says the need for renovations and putting more technology in the schools is also what's driving the request for an increase in millage.
We need to do some renovations and additions to the high school. It's time with all the technology that's involved in education today and all of the computers and iPads and software and things that we need to provide for the kids. It's time we want to add a wing on the school there, kind of a technology wing, which will house our new radio TV program, a new science lab, some new computer labs and some new business labs, all upgraded high-tech kind of classes. So those are, when you built high schools 30 and 40 years ago, those things weren't as important as they are now.
Another part of the plan is adding more classrooms and getting a safe shelter put up at the schools.
Also, we're going to need to build some additional classrooms at University Heights Elementary and 6 more classrooms at Fox Meadow Intermediate Center. And then we have gotten approval from the federal government to build a new safe shelter between two of our schools out there, between Nick and Central Elementary. That's about $1 million project, and the beautiful part about that is if we come up with $300,000, the federal government pays the other $750,000. So that's a project that we definitely want to get on the books and get that going, because that's a very good deal for the children. What that is, as you all know, those are above-ground safe shelters that in the tornadic weather or earthquakes, they're built, the children and faculty and even people from the community can come into those buildings.